Our lead story, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is calling on U.S. President Barack Obama to show consistency in dealing with Iran to promote mutual confidence. Zarif warned Obama that flip-flopping will destroy trust and undermine U.S. credibility. The foreign minister noted that Obama's presumption that Iran is negotiating because of his illegal threats and sanctions is disrespectful of a nation and wrong. Zarif's comments come in response to Obama's remarks at a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister. Obama said that Iranians are not prepared to negotiate because of the sanctions. Earlier, Zarif said that Tel Aviv's portraying of Tehran's recent overtures to the West as a charm offensive are lies. The Iranian foreign minister, however, noted that the international community will not let these lies go unanswered. Let's see what Mohammad Marandi thinks. He's a professor at the University of Tehran who joins us on the phone. Mohammad Marandi, everything seems to have been going somewhat okay. And then you have the Israeli prime minister go to Washington and then the statements coming from the U.S. President Obama. Is Obama showing one face to the Israeli prime minister and another to Iran?
Yes, I think that is definitely the case. And I think it was also very much expected. The American president during the General Assembly did not mention anything about the threat of military strikes in front of a large international audience, because obviously he felt that it would look very ugly for an American president to threat another sovereign state in that way. Yet, especially after Syria, yet the United States is so much under the influence of the Israeli regime that the U.S. president feels that he has an obligation to threaten a nation and to threaten people with death and destruction in order to appease the Zionist lobby and the Israeli prime minister. But I think what this does is that it makes it much more difficult for the Iranian side to trust the United States, because the American president's words lose value.
Well, and that's the whole thing. If Iran's foreign minister has come out saying what he has in his statements, then, you know, the big question is which direction is the U.S. going with Iran? When you don't have the Israel prime minister in the picture, it seems like that could be the case. But then, of course, the statements coming with the presence of the Israeli prime minister. So which direction is the U.S. going to take with Iran?
Well, I think the United States is misleading itself into thinking that Iran is speaking from a position of weakness. The United States constantly tries to say that President Rouhani came into power as a result of sanctions, and it shows that sanctions are working and the Iranians are weak and the Iranians are ready to give concessions and perhaps ultimately submit. And this is definitely not the case. The Iranians are not going to give up their sovereign rights. Dr. Rouhani has said this consistently. He is not going to go against what he's promised the Iranian people, and that is to safeguard the Iranian nuclear program, including enrichment inside Iran, not a token enrichment, but real enrichment. And in addition, I think it's important to note that the United States is actually the country that's in a position of weakness after Syria. We see that the United States is no longer the power that it once was. The American people do not want war. They're completely against, and they were against what America was trying to do in Syria, and that was attack the Syrian people. The United States was isolated internationally, and eventually Iran, Russia, and China forced the United States to back down. So one could look at it from the completely from a different, completely different angle, and that is that the United States is indeed not in a very strong position to impose its will on the Iranian people. So the best thing is for the United States to really behave reasonably and rationally and to try to find a win and to accept a win-win solution where both the United States comes out favorably and the rights of the Iranian people are respected. And that is really the only solution to this problem.
Very well. It's good to talk to you. Thank you very much, Professor Mohammad Marandi, Professor of the University of Tehran, talking to us on the phone there.